The Hague. The United Nations top court has said Israel is obligated to guarantee that the basic needs of civilians in Gaza are met, reaffirming its responsibilities as an occupying power under international law. In an advisory opinion delivered on Wednesday, the International Court of Justice, ICJ, stated that Israel must also facilitate and support humanitarian relief efforts carried out by UN agencies, including the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, UNRWA. As an occupying power, Israel is obliged to ensure the basic needs of the local population, including the supplies essential for their survival, said Presiding Judge Yuji Iwasawa. He noted that these needs include food, water, shelter, fuel, and medical services. While ICJ advisory opinions are not legally binding, they carry significant moral, legal, and political weight. The opinion, requested by the UN General Assembly in December, clarified the responsibilities of occupying powers and the protections that must be extended to UN personnel working in conflict zones. Israel's foreign ministry said it categorically rejects the court's findings, insisting that the country fully upholds its obligations under international law. The ministry reiterated its stance that UNRWA has ties to Hamas, the Palestinian militant group, and accused the agency of being infested with terror activities. Israel banned UNRWA operations in Gaza last year, alleging that some of its employees were affiliated with Hamas or other armed groups. However, the ICJ judges said Israel had failed to provide evidence supporting claims that a significant number of UNRWA staff were members of Hamas. In August 2024, the United Nations said 9 UNRWA staff were dismissed after being implicated in Hamas's October 7, 2023, attack on Israel. Israel later claimed that another employee killed in Gaza was a Hamas commander. During hearings earlier this year, lawyers representing the United Nations and the Palestinians accused Israel of violating international law by blocking aid deliveries to Gaza between March and May. At the time, Israel had completely stopped the entry of goods, citing concerns that supplies were being diverted by Hamas. Though some aid has since been allowed into Gaza, UN officials say it remains far below the levels needed to prevent famine. The ICJ found that Palestinians in Gaza remain severely undersupplied and warned that starvation cannot be used as a weapon of war. Paul Reichler, a lawyer representing the Palestinians, said the findings clearly indicate that Israel is not complying with its international obligations. On one hand, the court found that starvation as a method of warfare is illegal, and on the other, it found that Israel deliberately prevented food from reaching civilians in Gaza, Reichler said. UNRWA, which employs more than 30,000 people, provides education, healthcare, and aid to millions of Palestinian refugees across the region. The ICJ's opinion is expected to influence future legal interpretations of humanitarian responsibilities in occupied territories.